On this week's episode of the We've Seen That podcast, we're talking about Friday Night Lights. I'm Scott.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jim.
Music. We are back for episode 64 and reintroducing a very somewhat special guest. I don't know how much I want to give him credit for, considering we've been trying to start this show for roughly 20 minutes and he has fucked up a lot of it. It is my good friend John. Welcome back to the pod.
Thanks. Thank you for having me. I don't think I'll ever be able to live up to Rob's interview last week. So.
Yeah. Did Anthony, did you by chance catch that interview yet?
I haven't yet.
Okay, well, give it a listen. It does involve...
I listened to 5 minutes of it, and it's...
How long is it?
15.
Oh, nice.
As really long as his best man speech at my wedding, which we did clock.
We all remember that.
Whew. Man, rewatching it on YouTube, I was like, oh my goodness.
His speech is on YouTube?
I'll send you guys a link.
So, oh, perfect.
One, and it's me and Cassie. but anyway, yeah, John is on the show because Friday Night Lights, we'll talk about this more later, but this is, I would say this movie shaped my entire sophomore year of college and potentially helped his freshman year, so we'll get there, but let's start with what we're watching. If it's okay, I'd like to start, and I'm coming in with a nuclear hot take. Squid Game, not that good.
What's a hotter take, that I haven't seen it yet or that you don't think it's any good?
I think my take is very hot, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was the only thing talked about for at least a few news cycles.
Jim,
literally
you watched
the only
it,
entertainment
yeah?
move.
John,
I haven't watched it yet.
John,
I watched
you?
It. Yeah, I watched it. I don't want to say I'm in the same exact boat, but the last two episodes definitely were not up to par with the first six.
Some of it was fun, but a lot of the scenes drag harder than anything I've ever watched. Like, some of them, it's like 30 minutes of, I needed about 3 minutes, maybe. But
You watch it subtitled or with English voice actors?
I wanted to do the subtitles, okay? Cassie would not allow it. So I did the voiceover. And do I think that may have ruined it slightly? Yes, I do. So I was gonna say
it's tough to dub something when it's live action.
It's true, and some of the dubs were actually really good, but some were horrifically bad. So if I was gonna give it a score out of 10, I'd say it's a 6 out of 10. I will rewatch it with the subtitles, probably not, but I'm just gonna say that to appease the masses. The other thing I watched was True Story, Kevin Hart's new show on Netflix, which is not a true story, which is very confusing because he basically plays himself, and I had a lot of fun. This show was a lot of fun. Like, Wesley Snipes is in it, which I don't think that guy ages at all. Like, how old is he? Does anyone know? Can we get an age check on Wesley Snipes?
I bet he's in his at least 50s.
That's
60s,
it's bananas because he plays
like 57. I'm gonna guess
he plays Kevin Hart's
59.
Brother. 59. Dude could pull out of his 401k right now, Jim, and he looks like the same age as Kevin Hart. So
Hart is 42 only too.
Oh wow. Well, I guess I would have thought he's a little bit younger, but that makes sense. Yeah, this show gets intense. There's a lot of murder going on in it. Do recommend. I'd say that's like a 7 out of 10. Maybe.
And it's just called True Story.
Is it correct? A comedy?
No. It is not. It is a very serious show. Because
that's what it looks serious, but then you said Kevin Hart basically playing himself, so I was like, well, all he does is scream and everything.
He's playing himself as he is the comedian. So like when he's on stage, funny.
So it's like a
But then he comes off and it's like him living his normal life. So it's interesting. There's a lot of good cameos in it. It was a fun show. Cassie kept asking me, like, is this a true story? It's called True Story. It is not a true story at all. It's fully fictionalized. So, yeah. So that's my what we're watching. John, I'm going to go to you now.
All right. Movie that Bailey and I watched was a Christmas movie called Love Hard. Don't like the title at all.
I think that's maybe going to be the best thing about that movie.
But it's with Nina Dobrev, and I can't remember what his name is, but he's a comedian. It's basically Nina Dobrev is got catfished by the comedian guy, and it's essentially just them kind of realizing that they are perfect for each other without, you know, with her still being mad at him for catfishing him because she goes to visit him. Yeah, I think so. I never knew his name, actually. I don't know why I thought I did. But then other than that, it's probably been like a 3-year journey of me watching this anime called One Piece. It's over 1,000 episodes long, and I just got to like the 910th episode. So we've been watching that for a very long time.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's one of like the most popular animes ever, right?
Yeah, it's just hit its like 20th year semi-recently, like a couple months ago.
Can you tell us what the premise is?
Yeah, so it's essentially pirates, the concept of pirates becoming the pirate king. But there are these things called devil fruits, where if you eat them, you get like certain powers. The main character is a rubber man. So he can just like stretch his body out and like all these different things. And essentially it's just him kind of being like a good pirate where he saves a lot of people, but also, you know, the world government doesn't like him because he's a pirate.
Can I ask something that is way off the cuff, John?
Yeah.
Are you married already?
No. No,
because you're fucking wearing a ring, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
No,
like,
I don't know.
I'm fine with it. I think men should wear engagement rings too. I'm on that side. I always have been. But I was literally sitting here like, did this fucker like go to the courthouse and just not tell any of us?
We definitely talked about it.
I know, and that's where I was like, did he fucking do it? And I was gonna break the news to the 90,000 people who are listening right now. So,
but yeah, it's a rubber ring too. So it's
perfect.
Like anything crazy?
Wanted to.
So if we need the gasket ever too, you got one.
There you go.
It came with the ring that Bailey got for me for like the actual wedding ring. So I figured I'd just wear it.
Sounds good. Was confirming. Now, is that all you've been watching? Or do you want to tell people about anything else?
Rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now.
Great fucking show. Big fan. Yeah. Big fan.
Holt might be my favorite.
He's
captain
mine.
Holt.
He's mine.
He's the captain, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's so fucking funny. Of
the clips I see, that is always my favorite character. God. But I tried watching the show, like actually sitting down and watching it, and I couldn't do it.
Jimmer.
Because Angie's a huge fan.
Oh,
she's like kind of like almost not like ruined it, but kind of is like.
I mean,
it's
always disappointing when she recommends something and I'm like, no, I don't like this, you know, because I'd love to sit down and watch something like that with her. And we have shows we watch together, but just couldn't do it with that one. I think Andy Samberg is not quite as funny as everyone else thinks he is.
Ooh, bad take. But I get it.
We don't say bad take on this pod. It's a hot take.
Hot take. True. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Jim, what have you been watching?
I have squat because I'm a bum. There was no trivia this week because of that blasted Thanksgiving holiday. We're going back this week, and hopefully we're not ruined by our bye week.
Dude, are you afraid that the Omicron variant is going to take out your win streak?
What, that they're going to cancel trivia?
Yeah. Are you nervous? Because is that the only thing that could derail your team? That's what you need to say.
That's a pretty bold statement to say that that's the only thing that could derail my team.
It is.
I mean, there's also the fact that I drink too much and then, you know, just start sucking at trivia.
Oh, I guess. Is that why you got third place that one time?
We've never gotten third place. We've had 3 second place finishes and a first. Wow. Thank you.
Jeez.
Fucking I want to share.
Yes, Scott.
I got to share a meme with you guys. So
this is bad as, radio.
As I was, well, you guys would laugh. As I was scouring the pages of the DraftKings stock on StockTwits.com and how it's just plummeting and I'm losing lots of money.
Yeah.
One fellow bag holder decided to share this, who still has faith, I guess. For the people listening, it's Nedry from Jurassic Park pointing at the guy saying, look, Omicron virus, nobody cares. I don't know. It seems to be fucking up some shit. People are scared, but I don't think it'll cancel Jim's trivia.
At our age, though, here's the deal. Like, if the market crashes, you know what that means? We get to buy cheap. And that is why you
and
know
and then ride the train back up.
And that's why you know I've been around finance advisors too much. Right there.
Yeah, I got
a big short.
It's all about...
That is the exact story of what not to do, from what I understand.
I have to average down now. Is that what they say?
Yeah, dollar cost averaging. Just start naming shit.
Because my favorite thing now is people love pointing out when you're down 50%, it takes 100% just to make back where you were at or something. And it's like, Jesus Christ. So you might as well...
They're not wrong.
Yeah, average down, build it back up.
Dollar cost averaging.
Scared money don't make money.
That's right.
I don't understand any of this.
Diamond hands. Throw the money at it.
Diamond hands. I bitched out on AMC. I won't do it again.
Yeah.
I will not do it again.
People forget that the AMC stock literally it was like 30 times its value.
I made $300 on 5 shares.
I missed out on $7,500, which is not a ton, amazing. But it's $7,500.
I guess you could say I did too, but I just didn't care. Like, I don't know. Rob's calling right now. I'm thinking about picking it up, but I think he's had enough time on the show here, so maybe.
If he had any way of hearing me, I'd tell you too, but it's too difficult to try to figure that out.
That's true. But anyway, Anthony, what have you been watching? Jim, that's okay to take a week off. I mean, when you're that good at trivia, you need rest.
True.
You need rest.
So I watched a few more episodes of Midnight Mass. I think actually I only have one left, the show on Netflix. It is batshit crazy. Absolutely wild. We talked about it. It's about like this small town on this island, like off the coast. Somewhere in like the northeast, if I had to guess. But it's fucking wild. The church is going crazy. There's people like drinking blood and everything's just going to shit. And the village just like burned down. So if you guys are interested in weird religious cult stuff,
I am.
It's pretty damn good. Yeah. I'd probably rate it.
I added it to my list when you told us about it last week, and I haven't tried it yet. Maybe that's a project for this weekend.
How long is your list?
My Netflix list? It's obscene.
Oh, okay.
I know Adam texted us that one day, and he's like, "Got any recommendations?" I like bombarded him with like 7 movies. I don't know if he's gotten to any of them.
He's got 2 fucking kids.
I know.
I think it was just yesterday. He said he was looking for something, and I told him to watch. He said he didn't know if he wanted to watch something else or King Richard, and I told him that to go try King Richard.
I heard that.
I don't
was
know
pretty
if he
good.
Ever did
I
it or not.
That one too. I forgot about that one. That was pretty good.
I didn't even realize is that streaming.
It's on HBO.
Yeah, HBO Max.
Really.
And that's the Will Smith one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with
John,
Serena and Venus.
With Venus and Serena.
Do you want to share on the pod the quote you sent me about Will Smith the other day?
Oh, God.
Please.
I'm trying to find it. So it's in his book, apparently. Like, he wrote an autobiography.
So,
I guess for anybody that doesn't, you know, the whole story about him and Jada right now, how they're just kind of almost going back and forth at this point to say who can say the most batshit crazy thing. This is a quote from Will Smith's book. I had sex with so many women, and it was so continuously disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit.
Jesus. My God.
Why do you even put that information out in the world?
I'm just like, who needed to know that?
Imagine you're me, and you're just sitting at work, and you get that text from John at like 8:30 in the morning. You're like, holy fucking shit, Will Smith.
It's just nuts.
God.
I don't know what needs to happen. I think that
they both need to die
with that Jada and that Will love, because that sounds like a train wreck.
That's true. I thought you were talking about his kid, but it's him and his wife. I see now. Yeah. Got it.
Sorry, not Jaden. Jada. Yeah,
right.
Jada Pinkett.
Easily forgettable.
Yeah. Whoa!
Hype porn. Okay. Jim, lead us off. What are we getting hyped about?
New Boba Fett trailer. It seems to be a lot of recut of the same footage. However, it does seem to indicate that we'll see some past characters. One theory I've read is that Kira, played by Emilia Clarke in Solo, may show up because she went off to work for Jabba the Hutt. Granted, we don't really want to think about that garbage movie. But I'm always down to see Emilia Clarke. She was maybe the best part of the movie.
She's Daenerys, right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah, I'd see her, for sure.
The Eternals is coming to Disney Plus on January 12th.
Perfect.
I thought it already did.
Do you have to purchase it, or is it...
No, that's after it's done its whole theatrical-only run, so it should just be included.
Nice.
I thought it was already there. That was Shang-Chi. Yeah,
correct.
I gotta get
Shang-Chi was November 12th.
Even though I've heard that it's not... It's okay. It's like half and half. I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews for Eternals.
AJ,
there's been some discussion of whether or not it's getting review bombed as well. Like, if people are unhappy with some of the politics of the movie, right, and therefore are giving it shitty reviews for no other reason.
Well, I'm glad I'll be able to... Just...
Go ahead.
No, I just say I'm glad I'm going to be able to see it. I didn't really want to go pay to see it, so...
Yeah, I bet you people are probably just mad because, like, Iron Man or Spider-Man isn't in it either. That's why they're giving me a bad...
That's probably true, yeah.
I don't know, but I was hyped. I thought the trailers looked great.
AJ,
I agree.
Friend of the pod, very big fan of this movie. So.
Was he?
Yeah, he's got pretty good taste usually too.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yes, I'll be watching it as well. So next piece of Marvel news we have is, per a Sony producer, they are going to work on another Spider-Man trilogy with Tom Holland starring. However, then there was an insider report that said, nothing about this is set in stone. Disney and Marvel and Sony have not gotten along in the past, which almost led to them not making number three here. So how can someone be absolutely positive they're going to make three more?
As someone who knows that they want to make money and they're trying to speak it into existence. Love it. I love that strategy.
I think it's a big deal too, because Tom Holland kept coming out and saying, like, well, I don't know, I'm not under contract. So, but I think this, I think at least if they're going to make three more, he'll be Spider-Man.
He's repeatedly said that if he is still playing Spider-Man at the age of 30, that they've done something wrong. Let's get a quick age check there.
He looks like a boy, though.
I think he's like 25, right?
I just don't.
He's exactly 25. Good job.
Damn.
How do you guys feel about him in that
Uncharted?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's based a video on game. That video game.
Oh.
I don't know.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. I
think he's got the look for it.
Who did you? Maybe. Who would you rather have had?
I don't know.
Morgan Freeman.
No, you Perfect. Can't do that. But people were saying you could have made Mark Wahlberg as.
Mark Wahlberg's in everything.
Mark was still in the movie.
Yeah, but I think, like, the fact is he almost looks too young. I don't know. We'll see. Like, I don't think Mark Wahlberg...
played Uncharted, so I don't know much about
I don't think Mark Wahlberg looks old enough and scruffy enough to be Sully, is my point, I guess, too.
Hmm.
We'll see.
Fair.
I don't know.
We're going to skip to the last piece of hype listed here. Matthew McConaughey has posted to a Twitter video saying that he is not running for governor of Texas.
Was there something... wrong with the other piece of hype?
We're gonna talk about it.
He's saving it. You know, I think Matthew McConaughey. Well, he's not going to be governor.
What was the point of this?
He specifically said he is not running for governor.
Was there some rumors that he was?
Yeah.
There's been rumors for quite some time that Matthew McConaughey was going to run against the incumbent for governor of Texas.
That would be sweet.
You can't get this content anywhere else. Like, sometimes I read the hype porn and I almost just skip over a point because I'm like, where did Jim get that? But dude puts his heart and soul into this shit. I fucking love it.
I like to think of all the different catchphrases Matthew McConaughey would have had if he ran for governor.
Would have been the best political platform is just quotes from his movies.
It's true.
Yeah. Or his book. Or just
or the Lincoln ad.
Yeah.
Ads that he does.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, though, Dr. Oz is running for Senate. Is that true?
That's news to me. I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, okay. I saw it on a TV this morning, and I don't know what channel it was, so I don't know if it's true. Same, by the way, John, same guy who sends me that weird thing about Will Smith, in one of our group chats mistaked an Onion article for the truth, which...
I did not. I just didn't look at that thing. I asked if it was true. I'm like, I said, this has got to be satirical. And somebody's like, it's an Onion article. I'm like, I did not notice.
Per the New York Times, Dr. Oz says he's running for Senate in Pennsylvania.
And it's not just state Senate. I believe it's like an actual Senate seat. So he'd be one of 100. Dear God.
Yikes.
Well, we'll have reality stars all over the place before
you I've know already it. Told you The Rock's going to be president someday.
I know.
So
I know.
Fucking get ready, because I
it'll happen. Vote for him.
I think I'd vote for him. I don't know.
It's the state of the country. I know.
Anyway.
Last piece of hype.
Yeah.
Apparently, George R.R. Martin flew to New York at one point to beg HBO to do 10 seasons of Game of Thrones, saying it would be a more satisfying and more entertaining experience.
Like, and no, HBO 10 ignored seasons? Him.
No, 10 total seasons is the way I read it. But I have no idea if it was 10 more.
He's such a cuck.
Yeah, he
is. You can say it all after the fact. All you want.
This is as the kids would say, cats, in my opinion. You know,
this is reported by a new book by journalist James Andrew Miller.
It was obvious that, you know, people, you know, like right after the backlash happened, like it came out and like HBO was like, well, we would have did more seasons, but the showrunners, well, so easy for this old bastard now to come out and say, I wanted them to complete it better. More seasons would have been better. Well, yeah, because you saw how everyone hated the way your story ended, you idiot.
And if you're curious, the title of the book is called Tinderbox, HBO's Ruthless Pursuit of New Frontiers.
Hmm. Tinderbox?
Yeah, one word.
Hate it.
Crazy.
So it sounds like this guy doesn't like HBO.
That's kind of the way that title reads, that's for sure. But yeah, I have not read the book. I think. Caught this headline.
I just like the fact that I can screw up in life and someday just write like a memoir and say it was all this person's fault. And that like headlines.
He has no one to blame but himself. Yeah, Trent. Got it. But he has no one to blame but himself. He's pissed that they didn't follow just his like guidelines. Trent. He should have finished his books and they would have had plenty to go off of to end it.
He should have thrown his weight around a little bit more. You know, been like, I'm not going to sell you books 4, 5, and 6. You know, the rights to them.
Yeah. God damn it, Trent.
Yeah.
One thing I feel like, if it's okay, if I can mention something. The newest season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia is premiering today on FX.
It's tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight. And then it'll be on Hulu tomorrow.
God.
Do you know if that's streaming live on, like, if you have the Hulu Live TV?
Yeah, I think so. It should be. It'll be on FXX, and then it'll be on Hulu, or FX on Hulu, or whatever the hell it's called. But yeah, it's the longest-running live-action sitcom starting this season.
Beautiful show.
Never been nominated for any Emmys, I don't think.
Well, it's too controversial.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I like that show, but I have to watch it all by my lonesome.
It's like the best show going. It deserves to be recognized.
The first three seasons.
For what?
Danny DeVito. Best
Danny DeVito award goes to Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
The first three seasons, getting through with Cassie, I was like, she just would like look at me in the corner of her eye as I'm like laughing like a maniac, and she's like, you're not normal. And I'm like, yeah, I fucking
know. How is it?
And she picked you. That's what you got a reminder of.
Oh, there's a lot of times where I'm just kind of like, you fucking did it. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. One time I was laughing about something in a Hobby Lobby, and it was not appropriate at all, and I won't tell the story, but like I could not contain my laughter to the point where she literally was like embarrassed to be with me. Anthony, this was the Evan texts that we were getting in the group chat, and I could not stop laughing like a fucking maniac. And she literally was staring at me like she wanted to divorce me. And I was like, I think we were moments away. So, yeah.
Did you at least share the text with her?
Oh, I did, and I shouldn't have. It's like the thing where guys share, and they're just like, it's fucking funny. Yeah, and she's like,
dumber.
Well, no, it's not funny, you idiot. And I'm like, okay, well, you know.
Understand the context.
Yeah. No, you can't. John, I will tell you later. It's it's a guy thing. I think this is a guy one where we're like, that's
it's
funny.
Insane.
And it's not, but it is. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I completely understand where you're
from. Yeah. Anyway,
should we review a movie?
Well, John, any more hype, or was that it?
Hawkeye, I guess. That's out.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Oh, I did watch the first episode.
Way late to
I
the
need
party
to do that this
that
weekend, too.
All right. My apologies.
Yeah, next week we'll have to do a recap if we catch up.
Are we committing to watching that one like we did with WandaVision?
I can't, because this weekend I am visiting John in Madison. We are going to the Badger game.
So the two of you can watch it together. That's perfect.
Who do they play?
No, Marquette.
Marquette.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Big game. We have to wear a red shirt because we're in a red section, and yep. I kind of want to wear a yellow one.
No, don't, you bastard. Behave when you're in that hollow ground.
Hey, Anthony, they look kind of good this year, and
that's
usually when they fucking kill you. So.
Johnny's getting first-round hype.
Isn't that insane that we used to play, like, on the playground with those kids?
I used to throw softballs to that kid and watch him face plant around the bases when he was like 6 years old.
Yeah. Well, unreal what Bar League softball connections will get you. Anyway. So let's start with Friday Night Lights. Okay. Jim, give me the IMDb description, please.
Okay. So this originally came out in 2004. It's currently available to stream on Peacock, based on H.G. Bissinger's book, which profiled the economically depressed town of Odessa, Texas, and their heroic high school football team, the Permian High Panthers.
Mm. Okay, well, I know how I want to handle this review. Jim, you're kind of at a slight disadvantage here. Was this the first time you saw this movie?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's start with you.
I'll
quick.
Put it out now. It's the last time.
Oh, no!
Shit. Well, I could have seen that coming. I mean, it is very focused around football.
True.
So Jim is not a huge fan of the football. So I get why you wouldn't exactly like it. Did you find some humor in how bad some of the dialogue was, at least?
I mean, it was laughably bad.
Oh.
Fuck. However, based upon some research I've done, it's also rife with inaccuracies from what has actually happened,
which
frustrated me after the fact when they put that huge fucking sticker on the beginning that said based on a true story.
Anthony, you know the inaccuracies, yes or no?
I don't know, maybe a few of them. I guess I haven't.
Did you know the state title game was actually the state semifinal?
Yeah, when they played
Dallas Carter,
yeah.
Did you know they lost by like 12 and it wasn't really a close game?
Probably. I think I've seen the highlights on YouTube. YouTube did four back in high school.
Did they actually play at the Astrodome?
I don't know. And why they got
there.
For the
semifinal, that would be absolutely wild.
Also,
but
like,
I have
selling
no idea
out
if it's
the
a
Astrodome,
fact or not.
Too, was wild in the movie.
Well, but it's Texas high school football. I won't put it past them, to be
honest.
And
that's what we need to start with talking about here, is the story of this entire movie is based around the fact that, like, football is this town. Like, there's nothing else in this town besides football.
But I think that's accurate, though. If you go to some of those places, there's a place down where I go shooting. You can, like, shoot hogs down in Texas. And it's a small town way at the border of, like, Texas and Mexico. It's, like, way down there. But it's a small town. They have, like, 500 yards from the place we're hunting. There's, like, I'd say a giant, looks like a college stadium, but it's for the high school football team there, and the population's like 10,000 people maybe.
Wow.
And the stadium is just massive.
Mm-hmm.
Turf field, like, giant complex. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I spent quite a bit of time in Texas with my old job, and I can confirm that if you mention that you like another sport, they're kind of like, what? Like, like, it, but football is the big one. And like, in this town, that's, in some of these players' opinions, their only way out of this town. Mike Winchell, for example, star quarterback of Permian Panthers, he thinks he can only get out of the town if he gets a scholarship to Kansas Wesleyan, which isn't even like a D1 school. And from the get-go, these guys are essentially telling him, hey, if you win a state title, you'll get a scholarship. So there's pressure number one. Pressure number two, the entire fucking town basically is telling these kids, if you don't win a state title, your life sucks. And it's when, what's the line, John? Babies and memories.
Babies and memories.
Yeah. You get the cop pulling up to them in the gas station saying,
eating gas station burritos. Or
boys,
whatever.
Boys doing good. Boys going to go win state. Yes, undefeated. But like, it just really is. The tone is fully set for this movie that like football is their life. So yeah. It's not exactly true.
There's not much other context. There's other few heartfelt moments, I thought, throughout the movie, but they're few and far between because a lot of it's just football driven.
Well, I think that, Jim, would you agree that the running back, Booby Miles, was probably the best actor of the movie?
I would say he's the best actor. I'd say he's the stupidest person.
Well, okay, but that was the way he was written, Jim. I mean, come on. That was
he was
the way
apparently a real person. If you go back out there on a bad leg, you know, it's only your own fault when you no longer play football. And then he's screaming, crying in a car because he's never going to get out of Texas because he can't do anything else.
Jim, the guy.
I don't feel bad for him.
The guy was going to go to, like, USC for football. So, like, his life
he's
was
not
made.
Anymore.
Couldn't even read his scholarship offer.
But, okay, so say Jim, you were in a field, say public accounting, and you hurt your hand and suddenly they're like, you can't do it anymore. What would you do? You know?
There is technology that can help you type.
Jim,
there's not technology
I'm
that
just
can help
saying.
You play football.
Okay, imagine it's 1988.
Yeah, yeah. But
I mean, I'd have to do something. I'd have to find something else. But, you know, this kid put all of his eggs in one basket, made a terrible decision after having a tear in his ACL, lying to the coach saying there is no tear in my ACL, and elected to go back out and play more football.
Yes, just so you know, that didn't actually happen either. So he had a bad knee injury. He took the time off and eventually tried to play again, but just was never the same player. So also fictionalized. There is nothing true in this movie.
So my rage is really just directed at the people who wrote the movie.
Yeah, and also the backup running back did not lose his helmet, and that is not the reason why he hurt his knee. So there's a lot of misconstrued things.
They add, yeah, that would be terrible.
Colder. If I were this Booby Miles guy, after the fact, I'd be pissed because he comes off like a moron, absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
Is Comer the real villain in that, or is it the guy that he asks for the helmet?
Who says no?
He doesn't give it to him. Some guy that never sees the field anyway.
He didn't even get any lines except for that. No way.
No way.
And then you have the famous line, Jim, that you may be referring to. When they tell Booby Miles to get an MRI, he says, can an MRI fix your knee? So that is a great fucking line, just so you know. I've used that multiple times because I don't know if you guys know this. I have a really bum fucking knee.
Bum knees.
And every time John and I thought something was wrong, we'd look at each other and go, can an MRI fix your knee?
At the same time, though, I agree. But at the same time, like, he's an athletic high school young kid who doesn't know any better, and he thinks he's on top of the world, like, and now it's falling beneath him. He's just grasping for anything. So, yes, it's a ridiculous line, but, you know,
I kind of get a sense that he's all about football and all about himself. Like, right at the beginning when they're interviewing him, he's like, how are you doing in school? He's like, I get straight A's. He's like, in what subject? He's like, football. That's the only subject that matters. It's like, okay.
And I have a real problem with that sort of an attitude about how you need to go through school. School's important, you know, because of that attitude, he then had nothing to fall back on, this character big air quotes here.
So was this making you mad, or did you at least figure out that this was the point of the movie, Jim? Was to point out that these kids are under too much pressure? Like, that was the idea behind it. It wasn't like, this is how they actually are. But in certain situations, it is. Like, in my high school, I can think of three guys right now. We're fucking losers now. I'm sure they're not listening. One of them definitely not, but he's not got much going for him other than sending dick pics around. So you can guess who I'm talking about. But like, I think that it does a really good job of telling like what happens to some of these athletes when they are taken away from on top of the world and how unimportant they are. John, you and I have talked about this 1,000 times. Sports are incredibly toxic. And it's like a what have you done for me now type mentality. So as soon as he hurts his knee, the town's not going to treat him well. They're not going to, you know, treat him well. I mean, obviously you have a scene where at coach's dinner, there is a clearly racist woman like saying, play him both ways. I mean, we could have gone without that line, to be honest. But I bet it actually happened. So... I bet was true. So.
There's two things I want to call out about what you said. The first one is about sports in high school, maybe in general, being toxic. And the whole speech that Gary Gaines, the coach, gives in the locker room at halftime at this supposed final game about how the only thing he ever cared about in being perfect was them loving each other and being a team. After belittling and disparaging them repeatedly throughout the movie as a coach, calling it love on the 1-yard line is not fair, and it's not accurate.
I guess I've never watched this movie from an outside perspective like Jim is. Like, I'm just watching it like, oh, cool.
I've football. Totally been engrossed in just the football culture, so it's just,
I watched it today, and I, like, when he said that, I'm just like, this doesn't really match up with what he's been preaching this whole time.
Right, so, and the second one is the racial tensions that they touch on for, like, 30 seconds when they're talking about who should, officiate the game between them and it was it Carlton?
Dallas
was
the other?
Dallas
Carter.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth on it for a moment, but apparently the only way that they were allowed to shoot inside of actual Permian High was by agreeing that they would write out a lot of the racial issues that were written into the book.
Yes.
And ignoring it so that the school didn't get a negative connotation, and that just really got under my skin.
Hmm. Yeah. See, and here we are again, just like, yeah, the football parts were fun. There's a lot of flaws in this movie, yes.
Jim didn't like it.
Anthony,
Jim did not.
You talk to me, like, compare this to when you were in high school football. I mean, obviously I remember going to a lot of your games, and you had a couple of pretty good teams. So, like, as this movie ends and, like, they lose the state title, that's a big spoiler, whatever. But, like... explain to me the type of, I don't know.
Relation?
What, yeah.
Well, the 1 year, probably the one you're referring to when we were, like, it was my sophomore year when we were, like, really good. Like, undefeated, lost the game before state. That was, like, this movie was, like, really big amongst everybody on the team, obviously, because it was, like, oh, yeah. You know, because it's a big deal to be that close, you know, or you do kind of feel like that brotherhood with a team like that that's going that far in the playoffs and stuff like that. So I've always, you know, enjoyed that part of the movie. But like, I will say nothing personally, but like some of the seniors on that team when we ended up did losing, and then maybe a couple years down the road when people can actually drink and go to the local bars, I will say it's very real when you have some older guys that may have won state back in like the 80s and they let you know that you did not. And it's a real thing. So,
I mean, my response in terms to that is like, you got to say to those people, must have been really rough to peak when you were in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Division 7 like, Wisconsin football.
The Billingsley father played by Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the entire time also I'm like, actor. You've right. never actually come across anything better in your life than winning a state football championship. And one thing I do want to make absolutely clear, I think having a team or having a group of people that you feel that way about is super important to teenagers in general. It's something that everyone should have. But the way that they portray Gary Gaines trying to foster that is not the right way to go about it, in my opinion.
Yeah. Anyway, now, John, anything to add similar to what Anthony just said? I mean, you won a state title.
Well, we won two.
West of here, kind of a big fucking deal around here. Just
yeah, Division three. We went my freshman and sophomore year, won both of those. Freshman and sophomore year, won both of those years. I didn't really play because obviously it was a freshman and sophomore and our team was really good. Junior year, we lost, I think, the game before going to state. And then senior year, we lost the second round. Got to be on Camp Randall, which was cool. And then just like the defeat to like lose before, like the game before, was really tough because it was like a last second like loss. Tough.
So more accurate than this movie.
True. A little bit, yeah.
So let's speed score this sucker real quick, because I want to start with Jim, actually.
2 out of 10.
Ooh! No!
Dagger! This movie's bad, guys.
Dagger. That bad. Dagger. Okay, Anthony, score.
I like this movie, man. It's an 8 out of 10.
Hell yeah! Bring it back.
I don't know. It makes me feel like it's different, like, I suppose, if you kind of... I know, I watched this movie a lot, especially back when high school was a thing, so...
And it's absolutely okay to like this movie. Yeah. I don't want you to think that I think it's wrong for you to like this movie, because I feel like, unfortunately, sometimes that's the way I come across. No. I just have strong opinions.
Well, there's definitely a lot of liberties that were taken in the telling of this story, so... I find myself enjoying. I watch it every once in a while, so yeah, 8 out of 10 for me.
My score, also an 8 out of 10. Same idea. A lot of fun with it. If you go back to our intramural teams in college, I have to throw this in here before we do. John and I ran the play Winchell's Open as frequently as we possibly could. It rarely worked, but we would scream
once.
We're Winchell's Open every single time.
Yell that every time you threw it?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And it worked the two times it worked. It was like, let's fucking go. So I mean, we've watched it too many times for me to shit on it. Jim, I do understand where you're coming from, though. So 8 out of 10 for me, but mainly because of bias. John?
I'll probably go 8 as well. A really solid football movie. I think one of the best, like, well-done football movies. It's all about football, so
Well, just like
that.
Football, we didn't really talk about, like, football portrayed in the movie is done really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the hardest hits, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Some guys literally flying out of the corners of the screen of the TV just going, ah!
Yeah. I think, like, the most
to an average score of 6.5, which I feel like is not wildly out of pace with the rest of the world.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You drug it down. Yeah.
It's all about. It's probably where we'd be at.
Anyway, for that wraps up the review of Friday Night Lights. Next week, for the 65th episode, we'll be talking about 65 million years ago with The Lost World of Jurassic Park. So stay tuned for that, John. Jim, tell the people where you can find us.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter at @weave_scene_that. Like us on Facebook or email us at scenethatpodcast@gmail.com. That's SCENE, that podcast at gmail.com.
Well, John, thank you for joining. Always a pleasure
to have
you.
Thank you for having me.
I will see you in 3 days.
Yes. We're gonna do things.
Drink
in
some beverages.
They better win tonight.
Ah, that's right. Hold on.
Or in the words of Gary Gaines, or what?
Yeah, or what? Yeah. All right. Thank you again for listening to the We've Seen That podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jim. And roll credits.